You can hear it. You can hear, even hear it in the file. Hey, you listen to Steel City Music. It's your host, Gutter, here. And that was some Sugar action from the Copper Blue album, Helpless, courtesy of Bob Mould and Sugar. So funny, because the reason why I played this was Helpless, and I was talking about Bob Sugar the other night and his mixing and tinnitus and all the other stuff, and with the Junior Achiever, which is an interview that's coming up later on in the show. And we had a two-hour Zoom chat, and it was, you know, as I said earlier on in the show, our good friend, our close friend, Gene Champagne, is in the ICU. He got hit with COVID. He's on the ventilator, and he's trying, and he's fighting his hardest to get rid of this virus, this hellish thing, out of his body, much like other people are in hospitals as well. So, as a reminder, wash your hands, be safe, that sort of thing, right? Wear a mask, socially distance. They say it, and I know we're burnt out mentally and emotionally and everything, because we've been under lockdown for like a year and our lives have changed, but people are getting really sick and some are dying, and we just can't have that. It's just disgusting. So, but I did do this huge interview with the Junior Achiever, which I'll air later on in the show, which was one of his bands. And, it was a lot of fun. It was very therapeutic for everyone to, make jokes about Gene, because I know he would enjoy something like that. So there you go. And having said all those fun things, I'm continuing on with the tradition. What a segue. All those fun things. I'm continuing on the tradition of what I've been doing during this show is going down the rabbit hole and going through old interviews that other people do with some people that I think are really super cool band-wise and iconic. So I found this Delamitri one from BBC Two from Scotland in 2017, talking about their career. So I'm going to spin that and a couple other tracks. So enjoy, check it out, and it's really good.
Now, they've had 5 top 10 albums and a string of hits on both sides of the Atlantic, making them one of Scotland's biggest musical exports.
Now, Delamitri are back with a new tour lined up next year.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You've got to say that. They're sitting right there.
It might bash us otherwise.
We've been singing their songs all day, I can tell you.
We have, yeah. And we're going to speak to them in just a moment after a reminder of some of their biggest hits. Around your world, pretty baby, is it everything you hope? Did it be the wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time, the role to be? Role to be. The last to know how you're feeling, the last to know. And Justin Curry and Ian Harvey from the band are with us live. Now, you were giving a running commentary through all of those clips.
Yeah.
What was it like looking back at that old video?
Oh, it's nice to see me thin again.
I was
thin once.
It's
like the odd thing watching the Roll To Me clip was that we were sort of between lineups at that point. Because our guitar player, David Cummings, who'd been with us for years, left to have kids and be a responsible adult. So, but at the time, Roll To Me was becoming quite a big hit in America and in the UK. So every time we were asked to do a performance of Roll To Me, we had to just hire a few extra friends to play with us. Right, so I don't know who was in that particular lineup.
I was playing the bass, which
you
is
were
about
playing the bass,
not really.
I've got to ask you about that sheepskin coat on top of the box. Why?
Because I had the flu. I got a horrible virus the 2 days before Top of the Pops, and in fact, somebody sent a nurse round to the tour bus.
Oh, I remember
yes. To inject me in the arse with some kind of
vitamin,
jab.
Vitamin B12, yeah,
which,
I believe it was.
Which didn't work. So, I was sweating buckets, and the only thing I could
think to do... And here was me thinking it was some fashion statement.
No, it's enough. That's not fashion.
Have you still got it?
No.
Ian, for those who haven't been following closely, what have you been up to in recent years?
As a band, well, Justin's done, how many solo records have you done, Justin?
I've done four, yeah.
Four solo records. I don't think any of them made the top five. But that,
no,
you
they
know,
didn't. No, so that's Justin true, they that. Didn't. It's nice of you to point out.
He did bits and pieces of work as a record producer, and Justin and I wrote some material that's still languishing in the vault somewhere.
But you went back on the road in 2014 for the first time in a long time. What was that like?
It was great fun.
It was brilliant fun.
It was totally fantastic.
And we thought, oh, how we've missed this.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you miss it?
We didn't find that out until we actually did the tour, but it was all very emotional. I was saying this recently that before the first show, I was away doing some vocal warm-ups in the kitchen of this little pub in Cork, and I just burst out crying. And I went into the dressing room and said, guys, I've just burst out crying. And Chris, the guitar player, said, well, this has been the sort of biggest part of your life. No wonder. You know. But we loved it. It was great. And the audiences seem to enjoy it as well. That seems to be part of the plan.
I find myself with tears streaming down my face at Hammersmith Apollo when we were playing Here and Now. For no real reason. I mean, I just had this sudden wave of emotion. It was great fun.
I thought it was because I was singing. So.
And of course, back on the road next year, only one Scottish gig at the moment?
We've got Edinburgh Castle booked. We might do something else, we're not sure.
Tell us about the last time you played Edinburgh Castle.
Ooh.
Do you know what year that was, Ian?
95. That's right. I was going to say 1993. Well, it was 1995.
That was the biggest headline show we'd ever played. We'd played to bigger crowds, but you know we'd been going on at 11 in the morning. You know, so we were extremely nervous. Our crew was extremely nervous, and it was a complete disaster.
It was cold, and there were technical difficulties at the start of the set.
We went on stage, and my bass didn't work for the first 3 minutes, so we just played the opening guitar riff over and over again for 3 minutes.
We should have just left and come back on. Yeah. Any other experience at that time?
No, and you had problems with the police as well. They didn't want
there was a policeman with the braiding around the peak of his cap, which I presume means some sort of seniority, and he took us up during the day onto quite high up and said, you see these bleachers, if people stand up, that's a safety issue and there could be a terrible accident. I was like, right, okay. But then 2 minutes before we went on stage, our tour manager was somewhere else, and the same policeman walked into the dressing room, big tall guy in this tiny little dressing room, and just pointed at me and said, if you don't tell the audience to sit down when they stand up, I will hold you personally responsible.
Well, nobody died, thankfully.
No.
And we look forward to seeing you next year at Edinburgh Castle. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
And the tour is next year at Edinburgh Castle, 21st of July.
Something wrong and you can't put your finger on it right then. Roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine start and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll to me. Roll to me.
tell her not to go. Tell her something in my mind freezes up from time to time. Tell her not to cry. I just got scared, that's all. Tell her I'll be by her side. All she has to do is call. All she has to do is call. Tell her the chips are down. Too much and shouted it aloud. Tell her something in my heart needs her more than even clowns need the laughter of the crowd. Tell her what was wrong. I sometimes think too much, but say nothing at all. Tell her from this high terrain, I am ready now to fall. Something in my mind freezes up from time to time.
Shaken yet, but you might prove them wrong. Even long shots make it. It can be.
be shaken yet, but you might prove them wrong. Even long shots make
some Delamitri right there for you. Don't Come Home Too Soon. And also Tell Her This and Roll to Me. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music, heard on the Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. To finish off this hour of music, of course, I said earlier that my really good friend Gene Champagne got hit with COVID. And he ended up landing himself in the ICU. He's on a ventilator. Now, this show airs April 9th. Things may change. He may be off the ventilator. And this is what we're hoping, that he has some time to heal, that sort of thing, and get rid of this virus and the sickness, that sort of thing. And we're all thinking about him, and we're all pulling for him. So, you know, Gene, please, 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 please get better. I need you, buddy. We all need you. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to spin the first Killjoy album, because earlier on in the show, I played some on Teens, and I played some Money Nuns, I think, yeah, it was Money Nuns, and Junior Cheever. I'm doing a huge interview with them later on, and I spent some Tung Fu earlier. These are just projects that Gene has been involved with here in Hamilton, you know, and one of which is like one of the founding members, Juno winners and whatever awards, so many over the years from the 90s, the Killjoys. And this was the band that, of course, I started out my young career as a tour manager back in the day. And we lived together in a van. We lived together in motel rooms. We lived together in hotel rooms. We lived together on tour buses, it was just such an incredible experience for myself, Gene, Mike, Shelley, everyone who's ever toured with the band and was ever involved with it. We made these great connections: Jeremy Forrest, Roy Felix, Derek Connett, even Joe Lightman, who I haven't seen in, I don't know, 25 years. I hope he's doing okay. From the management to the record label and all the people we met in between, that time period is very special to myself and others, because it helped mold us to be better people, learn from our mistakes, enjoy the moment, all those fun things. So I get a little reflective when I think about that band. But continuing on with that, I'm going to spin the entire Starry album. It's about 35 minutes, so you'll dig it. Maybe a little longer. But here's a weird interview. Killjoys, Fredericton, 1996.
Joining me right now is Gene and Shelley from Warner Recording Artist, the Killjoys. Guys, welcome to Fredericton. It's great to have you back here.
Thanks.
Now, the first time I seen you guys live, I guess, was a couple years ago. You were backing up the Headstones here in town. And I actually had never heard of the band before. I went to see the Headstones, and I was totally, totally blown away by you guys. Okay. How did that tour go with them?
Oh, that was great. Really good tour. We've become really good friends with them since then, so it was great.
Now, a while back, you released your album, Gimme Five, which was recorded, I guess, in Memphis. Why now did you choose to go down there and record?
The producer, whose name is Rick Clark, he found our tape somehow through his manager, and he lives down in Memphis, and he really liked it, and It just so happens he has an affiliation with Arden Studios down there. And he came up to visit with us and meet with us and convinced us to go down and record down there.
Now, the Replacements have recorded down there as well. Are you fans of theirs?
The Replacements? Oh, yeah, we're great fans of the Replacements and Paul Westerberg. And it was a real historical studio to go to. And
that seems to be almost sort of a subtle sense of humor within your lyrics. Is that intentional at all?
I think so. I don't write the lyrics. Mike does all the writing, and he's not here right now, so I really can't speak for him. But yeah, he does like to keep it kind of loose, and he likes people to sort of be able to take the lyrics and sometimes interpret their own ideas to them, you know? I don't think it's ever really about one particular thing.
I know some of the hardcore fans know all your lyrics.
Yeah, that's always sort of neat. I do sing-alongs sometimes to some of the more popular ones in the...
Actually, last time I seen you guys play, you did something off of the Grease soundtrack, but that was kind of neat.
Yeah, we still pull that out once in a while for Desperate. That's always sort of a funny one. We have a hardcore, like, really young following, kids that are sometimes, you know, 13 years old, and we'll pull that one out, and it's funny to watch them scratch their heads because they don't quite
what
get
is
it.
That?
yeah, what is it? I think my mom has that record. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, well, your version of it was definitely an improvement.
Exactly.
Now, has things changed for the band since you guys have signed with Warner?
Not really. We've been able to get on some better tours, and like with 5440 here, and get more exposure across the country and other places. So it's been good that way. And plus, the record is out all across the country, so you get the better distribution, so more people can hear the product.
Now, is making videos, is that something you enjoy?
It's a long process, like just the actual day of filming it, but the end results are usually great. And they're fun to come together.
Has much music been giving you much airplay?
The last two videos have done really well. I think they've made heavy rotation. And actually, the one we have now, Soaked, is charting at 23, I think, on the countdown, and it's going up still, so this is great.
You know, any advice say maybe you guys could give to a young band?
Just stick with it. I think longevity is the key. If you just stay with it and work really hard and don't be lazy. I mean, you see a lot of bands that just, you know, they don't really want a poster, they don't want to do things like that, but that's, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people not coming to the shows for a long time, but it'll start paying off once in a while. I mean, we won you over, so.
Yeah, anything further on that?
You have to, if you're in a band, you should find people you can really work with and can stand to get along with, and you know, you have to keep the fun in it. Otherwise, you shouldn't be doing it.
Actually, that helps if you can stand the person you're playing with.
And you better eat with them, too, because if you're not at the table with them, you're going to be the one griped about. So you have to make every meal, or else you're going to be the one that's going to be talked about. So.
I really like the song, A Rec Room, on the new album. How did that come about?
That's actually... this sounds really stupid, but Mike actually woke up one night. It was in his head. He was... I guess he was somewhat dreaming, and so the first thing he did was played his guitar, and it sort of wrote itself that night, and it came. That was one of the songs that came together the quickest, I think, and we just went down there to Memphis and recorded it, and it came together really quickly in the studio too.
Okay. You guys also toured with the Pretenders, I guess it was? Or did you do one show with them?
No, we actually, it was a radio, like a vote-in thing to see who could open up for the Pretenders, and we technically won the spot, but we never did open up that night. We got a phone call before we were supposed to get there, and what happened is the radio station forgot to look at the rider or their contract close enough, and they didn't want an opening band on the bill at all. So it turns out that we didn't get the slot.
Too bad. Most of the stuff or the critics have wrote about you guys have been fairly positive. Of course, they're always comparing your influences, like the Beatles or the Lemonheads. What influences do you all share the same?
We all have different ones. I think between three of us, we must cover just about everything. For influence, but yeah, everything comes from the Beatles, I guess. And yeah, we like the Lemonheads and the Replacements, like we said. And okay. Mike was into Husker Du and Black Flag, and where some of his lyrics might come from.
Now, where does the tour now go from here?
Moncton tomorrow night at Chevy's, and then Charlottetown on Wednesday, and then we're doing the weekend in Newfoundland. Then we're going to drive back Ontario, then head west right away with Limb Lifter.
Well, best of luck with the album and tour, guys. The Killjoys.
Thanks.
Okay, that was Course.
There's some days that I want to stay another day. And there's some days that I just want to miss. And every day just gets a little further from where I want to be. I just stay and pretend. There's something in your eyes that I know. You don't have to stay. If I were you, I'd go. Time lost and no time wasted for a friend. You don't have to say that I'm your only friend. And you don't have to say it's got too far to mend. There's something in your eyes that I know. You don't have to say. If I were you, I'd go. I'll always think of all the good times that we had. There's no time lost and no time wasted for a friend. There's always something else to say along the trip. Just don't forget we had a blast in this relationship. You'll have to stay till the bitter end. And you don't have to stay and pretend. There's something in your eyes that I know. You don't have to stay. If I were you, I'd go.
On playing, you'll see what happens. I mean, because at the very least, you'll have a load of fun, and at the very best, hey, you might even make a living. You know, so basically, it's that it. Yeah, just keep on picking, you know.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
We'll be right back. over the mountain, laid out of molehills. And she don't care, but she don't care, but she don't care at all. But she don't care, but she don't care, but she don't care at all. But she don't care, but she don't care, but she don't care at all.
Starts with Brando in The Wild One. The famous line for that, of course, was, "What are you rebelling against?" And Brando turns to the camera and says, "What do you got?"
You're listening to Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
This is the Evergreen Forest. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until Bert Raccoon wakes up. Luckily, he has some good friends to help him out. Life would be simple in the forest, except for Cyril Sneer. And his life would be simple, except for the raccoons.
You're listening to Steel City Music.